Hello?
This is Randy.
Hey, Randy. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. What's going on?
Never ends. How about yourself?
It's all right.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
It sounds like you can't wait till Saturday, man.
It's never ending. Whatever.
You're ready for the weekend already.
Yeah, I enjoy my job, but it's nonstop. So I got some feedback on your file. I wanted to go over it. And I know we had talked about payments around $655 a month, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I spoke to your vendor briefly. I owe them a call back, but we're drowning, so I'll give them a call a little later. They actually asked us, you know, if they could learn a little about what we do, because commercial van financing is a really highly restricted industry.
It's very hard to get into, right? Yeah.
We do it all day long. So I've got everything over here. I just want to make sure we're good to go. So what I'm going to do is this. I've got to get them approved as a vendor and the equipment approved. So I'm going to reach out to the vendor. I'm going to have them give me what I need. Shouldn't be an issue. What I think the best thing to do is this. On the quotes they have a deposit. I think it's better for documentation purposes for us to do the whole funding and just have them give you back any deposit, because then they're going to have to prove to us how they paid, the check being cleared. How did you give them a deposit?
A check.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that, but I think it's better just to do the full amount.
Fine. I had actually discussed that with them. So if you can reiterate to them to refund the deposit, that would be fine. And I said, it's not that we don't have the money for the deposit. I said, I think that there's something with the lending that they would rather finance 100%.
Yeah.
I said, what would happen in that case? Will we just get it back? They said, yes. I just gave them money to hold it as good faith because they had somebody on one of the vans that was interested in buying.
Gotcha.
Found one with very low mileage on it.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The one van, the 2007 Chevy Express, that van only has 20,000 miles on it. It's like brand new.
Gotcha. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Let me just shoot a quick email. No.
They'll actually be thrilled because they expressed how much trouble they've had finding people that will finance businesses. They've got a direct finance company that they deal with, but you know it doesn't hurt to have more. And if you already have them listed as an approved vendor at one point.
I think I have to get them approved.
Once you get them approved as an approved vendor in your company, it's going to make it easier for them. So this won't be the last vans we buy from them. Right. We fully intend on growing. I'm actually going to be looking at a maintenance van for one of the other companies eventually too. So
okay. Doing one truck. We're doing one truck and one van here, correct?
No, they're both vans.
Both vans, sorry.
The Ram 3500 is a van.
All right.
It's just a higher payload capacity, that's all.
Gotcha. Give me 1 second, I'm just attaching these files. Okay. And the 724-452-4575, that is the business number, correct?
724-452-7475.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the business number. And then I have 7476. That's also, that rings to my desk. And then you have my cell.
And I have a question.
The best way to get a hold of me. Go ahead.
The bill of sale that was signed by them, was it signed by you or was it signed by Arlinda?
I signed the bill of sale because I have a letter with company that had authorized me as a buyer.
Understand, but I just don't want to create an issue in our funding department, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to him and have him draft us an invoice that just has the full amount, so we don't have any issues here. Let me call him back, and then I'll get all this information over. Now, regarding pricing, it works a little differently here. Your file's approved, then equipment's approved, the vendor's approved, so it's kind of a set process. I want to let you know what they came back on pricing for you, so give you some ideas, and then hopefully get this wrapped up. So give me one second. So the other approval that my credit department was shooting for you, it actually didn't come back cheaper than our funding. It came back more expensive. So what we're going to do is we're just going to give you a discount on the pricing. Here's the numbers that we're at. So we're slightly ab- below 25,000. We're at $24,814.50. Give me 1 second.
That's with them putting the $2,000 back in our hands that we put down.
Correct.
Okay, that's fine.
Give me 1 second. So for cash flow purposes, what I can do here is this. Assuming I can get the equipment approved, I just got to go through the logical steps. We can do an approval of the full amount. Should be able to do it with, instead of two payments due at signing, just one payment. So it saves you two due at signing, just one payment due at signing. And the monthly payment would be $614.70. So your total it's pretty fair and reasonable. So let me make sure I reach out to the vendor. And they called me, and let me make sure. Do you have their number offhand? It's like a... It's the same area code.
I don't, because I'm not sitting in my office.
So. No worries. I'll give the gentleman a call right now and have him draft the invoice how I need, and then I'll call you back if I have any issues.
All right, sounds good. So are we thinking that Monday is going to be the reality for delivery?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get your equipment documents out today. I don't want to create an issue and have send this over and say, who signed this and who paid the check, and that's just going to make you a nightmare. So let me make sure I do this in the proper way, okay?
Yeah, just like make sure when you talk to Dave that he understands that that $2,000 comes back to us.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that's a huge issue.
No, it won't be. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.